The White House is in damage control as it fends off allegations that Donald Trump has privately disparaged veterans and mocked America's war dead. Citing unnamed sources, this bombshell article in The Atlantic magazine reported that the president cancelled a visit to an American military cemetery in France back in 2018, describing the dead soldiers as losers and suckers. Veterans groups say they're outraged by the comments, but with the military vote a cornerstone of Donald Trump's base, the US president is vehemently defending himself against the allegations as he bids for re-election. Mark Kansian is a US Marine veteran of the Vietnam and Iraq wars and is senior advisor with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He joins us from Virginia. Mark Kansian, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Well, thank you for having me on the program.
Mark, you spent more than three decades, I think, in the Marine Corps, including overseas tours in Vietnam, Desert Storm and Iraq. What was your reaction to the president's comments as they've been reported?
Well, of course, the comments are despicable if they're true. The problem is, of course, the White House denies that they're true and the sources are all anonymous. So there's been a lot of back and forth, you know, a lot of people saying that these are despicable and loathsome if they're true. And I say the White House denies it. It's a little different from where we were back in June, for example. Back in June, when the president threatened to use force against demonstrators and then, of course, had this photo op at a church across the street, there was no question about the facts. And that engendered a lot of commentary, a lot of criticism, because there was no question about where the president stood and what he planned to do.
So, as you say, the president says the Atlantic story is a total lie. The sources in the story are named. What's your sense from your own sense and the veterans you've spoken to? Do they believe this is what the president said?
You know, it's very hard to say. You know, the story purports to have talked to a large number of sources, but they're all anonymous. It comes from a magazine that leans left and from an author who loathes Trump. So it's not an objective source. Trump did criticize McCain, saying he preferred people who were not captured by the enemy, and the two of them were bitter opponents from then on. So he has said things like that in the past. On the other hand, the story about the cemetery doesn't really ring true to me, because Trump has gone to Arlington National Cemetery on certain ceremonial occasions, you know, Memorial Day. He has gone up to Dover to receive the war dead. It doesn't quite ring true, but, you know, you never know. I mean, Trump is very unguarded. He says things off the top of his head, so it's not impossible that he said these things.
No, true. And as you say, the Atlantic may be a left, maybe could be described as a left-leaning magazine, I suppose. It's certainly not right-leaning. But Fox News can't be described like that. And its national security correspondent Jennifer Griffin has confirmed that Trump called, that according to sources she's spoken to, Donald Trump had called soldiers suckers and questioned why anyone would have become a soldier and not wanted to honour war dead at that cemetery in France. Does that persuade you any more, the fact that this came from a Trump news reporter?
Well, you know, someone needs to come forward, one of these anonymous sources, and that would change the complexion of the discussion from, you know, anonymous sources that no one really knows who they are or, you know, what their perspective might be, to someone coming forward and saying what they saw, when they saw it. That would change the complexion of the discussion. Otherwise, I think it's just going to fade away, because there's really just not much more to say.
Mm. These comments, you know, allegedly the president referring to veterans as dead soldiers, rather, as losers and suckers, you know, and expressing sentiments like, you know, why would they sign up? Why would they do it? That's one thing. We've had reporting in the past, of course. I'm thinking of that book, A Very Stable Genius by Philip Rucker and Carol Lenig, when they reported, and this has been reported other places too, of the president being taken down to what's called the tank and being briefed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And in that, he refers to the generals as dopes and babies and said he'd never go to war with you guys. That's a different kind of criticism. But when you put it all together, what do veterans think about a commander-in-chief with that kind of attitude to the generals? Is that the same order of concern?
There's no question that the generals hate it. Now, Obama was extremely critical about the generals. He just didn't say it that way. He was much more tactful and polite. But he also was very unhappy with the advice he was getting from the Pentagon. You know, veterans are split. On the one hand, this is a demographic that voted for Trump a demographic that, you know, Midwest, not the Eastern elites, not college educated. And of course, most of the troops are not. And Trump clearly loves getting the, you know, sort of the adulation of a crowd on a military base and keeps bragging about how much he's done for the military. And he has done a lot in terms of increasing the budget. But he does not have that rapport with the military that other leaders have had, who have, you know, some more of a personal connection with the military. It's also important to keep in mind that, well, two things. I mean, one is all politicians want to be seen with the military. The military is the most respected institution in the United States, and every politician wants to wrap themselves around the military to get some of that credibility. Trump is no different. The other thing is that in the presidential elections, since 1992, the candidate with the better military credentials lost in 92, 96, 2000, 2004, and 2008. Mm-hmm. So you have to, even though the military is a very respected institution, you have to be a little careful about what the effect on electoral politics is going to be.
Yeah, sure. I noticed that Joe Biden has weighed in. He's declared Donald Trump unfit for the presidency, given these comments. He, of course, has been close to the media, to the military, in the sense that his son Beau served. And he's been, you know, he too, like, as you say, other presidents and presidential contenders, are supporters of the military. This is happening all very close to an election campaign. It's less than 2 months away now. Do you think these kind of comments are likely to have any impact either on the veterans and the military families, as you say, traditionally supporters of Donald Trump, a big section of them anyway, or undecided voters?
You know, I think what happens next is going to be very important. You know, if nothing more comes out, then the story will fade and we'll go on to the next thing. You know, I think the electorate has discounted a certain amount of crude talk by Trump. On the other hand, if some of these anonymous sources do come forward and do confirm what they heard the president say and are credible, then the story will go on and it will have a much larger impact. As it is, you know, the veterans communities, you know, they're split. I think the military is split. And the really key thing, really key way that the military plays into electoral politics is not the military vote per se. It is the perception of politicians supporting the military, supporting a strong military, supporting a viable military. And both sides, Trump and Biden, are trying to make that argument. The Democratic convention sort of went out of its way to try to highlight its support for the troops, not the defense budget.
Okay. Mark Kuntzian, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.
Mark Kuntzian is a U.S. Marine veteran of the Vietnam and Iraq War and a senior advisor with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.